AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Obama administration will disclose how many people have been killed in American drone and counterterrorism strikes since 2009. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The report will not cover areas of active hostilities such as Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Instead, it will look at strikes the U.S. launches on terrorists in other areas like North Africa. Lawmakers and human rights groups have long pushed to know how many civilians the strikes killed, but the intelligence community traditionally pushed back. The administration says being more transparent will help maintain the program's legitimacy.
Also, the Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes bombarded an al-Shabaab training camp in Somalia Saturday, killing more than 150 militant fighters. The president is defending what his administration has done to prevent another financial crisis.
During a meeting with financial regulators, the president noted the collapse of Bear Stearns was 8 years ago this month. And he pushed back against criticism that his administration hasn't done enough to prevent another financial crisis.
Wall Street reformed. Dodd-Frank, the laws that we passed have worked.
The meeting came as regulators worked to finalize new rules requiring brokers who are handling clients' retirement accounts to put the consumers' interests ahead of their own. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The funeral for former First Lady Nancy Reagan will be held Friday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation spokeswoman Melissa Giller.
We are estimating 1,000 people will be here for the ceremony. That is what we are planning for. It will be outdoors, rain or shine. We will just put up a tent over the structure.
The 11 a.m. service will be closed to the public. Nancy Reagan will lie in repose for public view Wednesday and Thursday. This is AP Radio News. TV fans have said goodbye to the final episode of Downton Abbey.
For six seasons, Downton Abbey has been a graciously paced look at life in early 1900s Britain on a grand estate. There was the aristocratic Crawley family and their household servants and their loves and losses, secrets, social graces and styles, all trying to deal with the changes of those times, from the installation of a telephone to the idea of a lady pursuing a career. No spoilers if you haven't watched it yet. Safe to say the PBS masterpiece conclusion was tender, upbeat, and mostly satisfying, with no loose ends, even a few closing episode laugh lines, courtesy of the Dowager Countess. I'm Sandy Kozell.
The Director General of the British Chambers of Commerce has resigned after saying the UK should leave the European Union. The group says it won't campaign on either side of Britain's EU membership vote set for June. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.